The Gemara in Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph brings down the Maisa of Elazar Ish Birsa, who was a big tzaddik. He was an ani v'evin, didn't have much money. He used to give away all his money to tzedakah, and all he had was one piece of wheat. That's all he had left. And he took this one piece of wheat, he put it in his storage house, and a nes happened, and the whole storage house became full of wheat. So there was a nes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was memala the whole storage house with wheat, and his daughter was going to come to take the wheat and use it and eat it. And the Gemara says that he told his daughter, they're not allowed to touch him. It's like hektash for you, v'ein lechem kachem ani Yisrael. He told her that she's not allowed to have any hana from these chitim. What's the reason for that? So Rashi says, mishum demaisa nisim, who was a maisa nisim, v'aser l'adam lenos a maisa nisim. There's an iser to get hana from maisa nisim. Anything that was created through a nes, there's an iser to get hana from. So it's mavur from this Rashi over here, the Mitzbeisan points this out, that there's a iser gomer to be nana from maisa nisim. It's aser medina to get hana from something that was created through a nes. So the Mitzbeisan is bothered with the kasha. He says, if you look in the Gemara Mabez, and over there brings down a maisa, that there is a rav ba'ilam, there's a rav in the world, and somebody saw that there was a nes that happened. There was a ship, and the malachim came, and they filled up the ship with sand. And then after it was filled with sand, the sand, a nes happened, and all the sand, v'hava kimcha smita, the sand turned into flour, and everyone came to buy this flour from the ship. And one of the Amoraim says, told them, Amrlum mehola tizban, don't buy from here, the maisa nisimu, because it's a maisa nisim. So he told them not to buy, because it's a maisa nisim. But Rashi says over there, in the Ramaskal, Amrlum maisa nisim, the more you could refrain from being nana from Ma'aseh Nisim, is the better, is appropriate. In other words, there's an inyan not to get enough from Ma'aseh Nisim. In fact, the mitzvah isan, it's mashup from that Rashi, that there's no iser, it's not an iser. Rashi's saying it's an inyan, it's a midas chasidus, it's a heroes try to stay away from Ma'aseh Nisim. But an iser there isn't. It's a stira, mamasha, beferish stira, the Rashi over here, Rashi Noman Alf, who says that it's an iser gummer to be nana from Ma'aseh Nisim. That's the kasha in mitzvah isan. And I thought that perhaps it could be mechalik. There might be two different types of nisim, and it depends what type of nes we're talking about. When you have a nes which is yesh me'ayin, a nes where something was created out of nothing, that's a real nes. That's a nes where you're not allowed to get hana, because what you're being nana from is kol kulay created al yaday nes. Then there's an iser, there's an iser not to be nana from ma'aseh nisim. But when you have a nes which is not yesh me'ayin, there's something already here and it just changed, and nes changed it and enhanced it, made it better. There's not an iser to be nana, an iser you're not going to have. There's an inyan, a zahiris, but the iser gomer is only when it's a nes of yesh me'ayin. So the Gemara Amud Aleph is talking about where you had the storage house was empty, it was just one piece of wheat, and suddenly it became full of wheat. So all those new pieces of wheat were yesh me'ayin. There was nothing in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created yesh me'ayin, that's a nes gomer, and that would have an iser hana. But the Gemara Mebeis was not a yesh me'ayin. That was a nes where you already had the sand. The sand was there. There was a metzias of sand in the world, and the nes turned the sand into smida, into flour. So it's not a yesh me'ayin. There was something here that the nes had what to be chalan. It's just the nes improved it and turned it from sand into flour. That is not a nes of yesh me'ayin. It's a lower madrega of a nes. It's not something which is called kula yidei nes. That type of nes, there's no issa to be nana. It's just a midas chasidus. It's just an inyan to be zar, not to be nana. That could be a tenets of the kasha and mitzvah esen. And in kenim hadvarim, I think you could answer if you this, the kasha l'achonim on nes chanukah. Achonim has a kasha. This is asked by Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Achaim and Simon Tov Reish Ayin, another Achonim, that how is a mutter to be nana from the shemen by the Nes Chanukah, by the Pacha Shemen? There is a Nes, and we have a klal, also lanus and masinisim, can't get hana from masinisim. How could they use that shemen to be mad like the menorah? Perhaps it's even going to passel it, this din of Mashke Yisrael, if you're not allowed to be nana from it, so it's also the Gavaya. But either way, how is a mutter to be nana from this shemen of the Nes Chanukah? So perhaps, like we're saying, you can be miyash of this kasha. It's a duo that Reb Chaim asked the kasha, a different kasha. He says, how is a mutter to use the shemen of the nes for Ner Chanukah? He said that that new shemen that was created through the nes, that's not shemen zayis, it's shemen of a nes. It doesn't have a din shemen zayis, it's not shemen that came from an olive, it's shemen that's created through the nes. So for the menorah, you need to be malik b'shemen zayis, you need a chaf to shemen zayis. This is not shemen zayis, it's shemen of a nes. Why is it kasha for the menorah? So Reb Chaim Keyadua answered that you have to say, because of this kasha, that the nes was not a nes in the kamus, was a nes in the eichus. The nes was not that there was a little bit of shemen and through nes more shemen was created. That would not be a problem. That wouldn't be shemen zayis. That would be shemen nes. But the pshat is that the shemen that was there, it became enhanced shemen. It became a better quality of shemen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes that shemen, which b'derech hatavish only being nidlak for one day, now could be Daylik for 8 days. So it wasn't new shemen. It was a shemen. The wazir that became enhanced and became better. And therefore it is shemen zayis and it's not shemen es. It's not a new bria. It's not a yesh me'ayin. It's a shemen that was here that just became improved. So lefi that, it comes out that the nes of Chanukah was not a nes of yesh me'ayin. It wasn't a new shemen that was created that wasn't here before. It was a yesh me'yesh. You had the shemen. It just got improved. It was improved upon through the nes. The eches was improved. And being that it's not a yesh me'ayin, therefore the whole din of the Isser to be netted from Eis Nisim wouldn't be shayach, because that's only by a nes which is a nes of Yesh Me'ayin and not a nes of Yesh Me'yesh.